The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite method to follow when to succeed at the game of networking. And when you develop a strategy that is comfortable for you, it will yield results that will work in your favor time and time again. On today's show, I'll complete this networking series by helping you identify a continuous stream of networking possibilities to fill your funnel. And you'll also design a follow-up system that you need to stay in touch with your contacts while closing on the deals or contracts or projects or promotions on your path to success. Networking doesn't have to seem like work, and it definitely doesn't have to be drudgery. We teach you how to make it a routine relationship-driven process to help you gain new clients, colleagues, and collaborators in the days, months, and years ahead. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and I am glad that you're here, either listening live in the chat room or afterward with our archive broadcast, our podcast. It's also a great day here. This is the 30th of June. It's hard to believe that we are definitely into the summer season, and the 4th of July is right around the corner, actually on Monday. For those of us in the United States, there are holidays that are going to be celebrated, including the Independence Day for Cape Verde, the island of Cape Verde. On July 3rd, 1975, they got their independence from Portugal, and so they're having parades and lots of celebrations on Sunday. So this is going to be a great weekend coming up, and I'm going to have fun because I love to march around my house on the 4th of July when the Boston Pops start playing and they play the Stars and Stripes Forever. And so I will go with several flags around my house dancing around as I celebrate that particular holiday and that song, and especially so now because my other son-in-law is now an American citizen from Cape Verde. So that is going to be a fun day. So I hope that you're going to have a great holiday in front of you or throughout the season or whenever you're listening to this podcast. I hope that it's a good day for you. Let's jump right into it. I want to take you through the process to follow that wraps up our whole networking series. I would encourage you to go back and listen to part one and part two because there are also specific components in terms of developing the rapport for networking, how to really engage in conversations with people, how to administer and receive business cards. We talked a lot about that with part two. So you can go to my blog, tellcarol.com, tellcarole.com. Go to the blog section. If you're listening to this after the fact, you can just go to the search box and put in networking, and you will find all three segments, and this particular broadcast will also be included with the blog itself. So go back and listen so that you can really have a comprehensive way, and trust me, if you really follow this and make this a part of who you are, if you work it diligently where you're always meeting people, but you're able to compartmentalize your relationships so that they can benefit you, then I think this will be very successful for you. Now, we've aimed this primarily for business people, or if you're starting a nonprofit, or if you're out there on your own, but it certainly can work if you are in sales, if you are an entrepreneur inside of your company or organization where business relationships really count and networking is part of the game. Certainly, if you are an attorney, and you have to bring in X number of dollars, billable dollars, with your law firm, then this really will be also ideal for you or a banker or anybody else where you're responsible for your bottom line. This is a good process for you. I want to start first talking about and just complete my conversation about business cards. I talked about it extensively with part two. I'm going to recommend that you go to your local Staples, Office Max, whatever your box store happens to be. I mean, office supply place at Target or Walmart or whatever the store happens to be in your neck of the woods. And I want you to pick up a set of business card. Let me get the exact name for it. I thought I had it written down here. I used to call them glassine sheets, but they're business card pages. Business card pages, you can buy them wherever they have dividers, or they also have these protective sheets. You can buy them in that department, and there they will have these cards or these pages where you could actually put 10 business cards on one sheet. Now, the important thing about this is that I've been in business 30 years, and I still have some business cards that I've had for 25 years or so. There may be an opportunity for you to really systemize and categorize your business cards that a Rolodex never could do. Now, we're not even using Rolodex now, and I'm sure there are a lot of young people who are going to want to know what is a Rolodex, and you can go Google that and figure that out. But a modern version is to have these business card pages. I know you can have an electronic version. I know you can scan these and put these on right on your desktop or in your smartphone or whatever. That's fine. I particularly like to have paper because I like to go back and look at them, and it helps me to retain information and get back in touch with someone. Now, this is what I want you to think about. Once you buy these business card pages, you probably get 10 of them in the package for $3, $4, or $5 at Staples, so therefore you can use front and back. I typically just use front because back is it's easier for me just to look at one sheet, one page at a time, where I can just look at 10 cards. What I do after I get back to my office is that typically I will write the date that I've met the person. Let's say I've gone to an event. I would write the date, and then I would put that business card in the holder. Now, I would like for you to go back and listen to part two, because there are some things that you need to be aware of if you are dealing with an international audience and how you treat business cards. So with some audiences, writing on the card is insulting. So you want to just get a little piece of paper or do something where you can keep track of the information. This is important because once you collect business cards, you will forget where you meet people. You'll forget the date that you meet people. So I'm looking at one of these pages right now. I've got 8 cards here. At the top, I have a blank card, and it says Miscellaneous Leads 2016. So if I'm at a convention or a conference, then that top card, blank card that you can make out of an index card, you can just take a business card and turn it on the back and use the back if there's nothing there. But that will give me just a sense of what cards are on this particular page. And here, this is just a variety of cards. So there is someone who came to my Black History Breakfast on March 3rd, 2016, and there were actually 2 people there from the same organization. I put some information on both cards to differentiate these 2 people, and then I also have the date, and I have other references related to how I need to keep in touch with these individuals. So it can be that specific, or it can be even more specific if you want to. I have a card right after this where this particular company and organization, they're now one of my sponsors for the Multicultural Symposium Series. And again, I have the date. I have information about what was sent or what needed to be sent, et cetera. And then I have other cards. I have a card that I got from an author that I met many years ago. And typically I will take these pages and I'll categorize them based on dates and years. But for some reason, this person's card was elsewhere. And then I put the date, it was 1998, when I actually met this individual. I think that was the actual time period. I have other cards here that I know some of these people, and I don't necessarily have to put any information there. But the whole point is to organize these cards so that it becomes a lot easier to network with these individuals when you want to stay in touch with them. Let's say that I have a card here for an individual, and maybe I need to get in touch with him or her in a month or two or 3 months. I would literally write the today's date and then write on that card, check back in with XYZ on 9/30/2016. That's an easy way to look at that. So I have binders. So again, you take these pages and then you take a three-ring binder card and the three-ring binders. And then on the back, on the front of the three-ring binders, I put the date of when these cards were actually filed in this particular binder. I'm looking at one binder that goes from 2012 to 2015. And I have cards from miscellaneous from 2014. I went to a global summit for the Global Speakers Alliance in Vancouver in December of 2013. And again, I have all the cards here for the people who I met there. And in this case, I have cards front and back because I've met a lot of people and I kept their cards. These are people from all over the world, and these are my colleagues. Then I have Middlesex Community College Project, and that's one of my clients, from January 31st, 2014. So hopefully you get the gist of this. And again, these cards go back. Now, the important thing is that let's say I'm working on a project and I remember meeting a particular person, but I can't quite figure out where I met them. I can go back, and I have actually a card of pages from 2009. I could go back and look at cards and say, ah, that's where I met that person. So the next time I have a conversation with them, then I have the opportunity of saying, yeah, we met at the leadership conference about 8 or 9 years ago. That will make you memorable. People will say, wow, that's amazing. And then I'm sadly looking at a card that I collected probably 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, from a gentleman by the name of Greg Smith. He was a professional speaker, and he just passed away about maybe 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that's a card that I'm going to keep because he gave it to me, and it will be an opportunity for me to really remember him in a meaningful way. So these pages that include these business cards are a way for you to network in perpetuity, where you can go back and connect with people. You can figure out how you can reconnect with individuals, and then maybe just cards are just there because you want to remember people in a very special way, as I want to remember Greg Smith. So this system has worked for me. I've tried other systems, but I think it can be very valuable for you. Also, I'm looking at another three-ring binder with more current cards. So the cards that I have with the miscellaneous leads will actually go in this more recent card deck that I have that goes from 2015 to 2016. It's a little smaller, and it probably will grow, you know, over the next couple of months between now and the end of December. So that's an idea of how you can organize your cards in an efficient and an effective way so that these cards don't get lost. Now, yeah, I have piles of cards that are clipped together, and they may never go into this card deck. Sometimes I go to events where I'm just collecting cards, or I meet people along the way, or I'm working with someone. I'm looking at a card right now that has not been filed because I'm actively working with this individual on my Leaders Club project that I have, the endeavor that I have. So it can be as simple as that. It does not have to require a lot of planning and preparation, but it's a way for you to really organize things. Now, let me tell you how these cards can be, these pages can be very helpful to you. The next event, the next conference, seminar, convention that you go to, I create a file folder for the event itself. I put the name of the event and maybe the date or some other information. And then I take a blank set of pages. The page, again, can hold 10 business cards. At the top, I will put a card with a reference point. This is the general conference that I'm going to in next weekend, actually, in Philadelphia. I have three back-to-back events taking place in the month of July all over the country, literally. So in each one of these folders, I will have one of these blank business card sheets that then can be filled with new customers and clients and people who I meet as I'm going to these various events this summer. So that is a systematic way for you to not only collect cards, but to organize them, put them in these glassine sheets or these pages with 10 cards that you can fill. And then you're able to go back and forth and systematically and routinely build relationships with individuals. You can put birth dates on these cards. You can figure out whatever piece of memorable information will be helpful to you. Now, let's move on and let's talk about that. I wanted to close up that conversation. Let me talk about the pipeline. Pipeline involves the process and the system where you're going to network everywhere. Networking, I'm talking about business cards also. Networking does not have to be a formal event. It can be going to your family reunion, as I'm going to in Columbus, Georgia, in about 2 or 3 weeks or so. It can be networking at a wedding, because people coming together for a very happy occasion, you meet new people who sit at your table at the reception, and you pull out your business cards and you exchange cards that way. You never know, that person may come back into your life as a client. Maybe that kind of opportunity for you. I have networked at funerals. Again, a sad occasion, people coming together, and you learn certain things about them, and even though it's a side occasion, you find an opportunity to work with that person. Social events, definitely. While you're on vacation, don't leave your business cards at home on vacation. Why would you do that? You may meet somebody where you find that there are commonalities, there's a need there, one thing can lead to another. So I would definitely say it would be to your advantage to take business cards with you and to network on vacation, very simply. And the thing about networking is you can start off with, you know, tell me where you're from. You can ask questions about that person that will begin the whole networking process. Now, don't forget to network online using social media platforms such as LinkedIn. If you are in business, I would strongly recommend that you make sure that you have a LinkedIn account, because LinkedIn is the preferred business choice. Now, there are lots of topics that are discussed on LinkedIn. I just went toe-to-toe with somebody with a blog posting that I had and got very favorable comments, and somebody wasn't very nice, and so I went back and forth with that individual. But typically, LinkedIn is a great place for networking and finding folks. It's linkedin.com, and you can go and find out how to sign up. It's free of charge. They have paid options, but I think the free version works well. It certainly has for me for the last 9 years, and I have several thousand contacts on LinkedIn. The reason why I mentioned LinkedIn is that they have groups, and you can pick and choose the groups that meet your needs and have conversations, have whole conversations with people around a particular topic on LinkedIn because of these groups. Now, similarly, Facebook works very much the same way in terms of building relationships. I typically am more focused on Facebook and now Twitter, because Twitter is also a great place. LinkedIn is also probably comes after my real work and effort on social media. But Facebook is a great place. You can talk longer. You can share a lot of more information, and you can also create a page. They call them group pages or fan pages. I have a group page where you can put information. And again, that is where you can network and build information. Maybe you're trying to start a project, or maybe you need to have information. Why not pose a question in one of these groups on LinkedIn or on one of the pages, the group pages or individual pages on Facebook, and see what kind of responses that you get. That is also a form of networking. It's a form of finding out information and building relationships with people. Facebook also has a video stream version called Facebook Live. And if you are a Facebook client for free, you can also sign up for Facebook Live, take your smartphone, and videotape yourself or something that's going on, and then you can share it with the world. That literally is what happened last week in Congress, where a congressman, they had a big, it was not a filibuster because it was in Congress, it was in the House of Representatives, but it was like a filibuster, where the Democrats wanted to push forward the agenda for getting some kind of gun control law passed. And they used Facebook Live and also, I think it was, oh, they used Periscope. They used Facebook Live and Periscope, where you take your phone and you literally show what's going on using the video mechanisms within your smartphone. And that went on for hours. It was vitally important for a number of reasons, but these kind of mechanisms are important. There's another social platform that can be used for videotaping that's called Blab, B-L-A-B-I-M. And I'm on Blab also. I actually did a Blab show yesterday, and I'll do a Blab show tomorrow. It is live video streaming. I'm closely following what's taking place in the United Kingdom with the British exit, otherwise known as Brexit. And I've been following that. I've been talking about it quite a bit. I've been on someone else's Blab show. I did my own Blab show yesterday with an attorney and diversity professional, Garth Dallas, from Liverpool, England. We met several years ago because of online networking, and we have become colleagues. I actually brought him to one of my conferences, and our relationship has been going on for quite some time. And he was able to give specific information about Brexit that I probably would not have gotten elsewhere. And again, that's because a networking opportunity took place probably 7 years ago now or longer because of online networking. So it is very, very powerful. So that's your pipeline. The follow-up involves what you do, and I've sort of talked about it with your business cards, what you do with the contacts and the people that you get. Do you sit on them, or do you figure out some kind of process or system that you can put in place where you either get in touch with people at a prescribed time, you send them information that they need, or as I talked about with part one, maybe there's an article, and again, I would pay attention to this Brexit situation. Most Americans are very unfamiliar with it, but it will impact the U.S. and the world as it plays out. We have no idea at this point what's going to happen. The leadership now is in flux because they just now have announced five candidates who are going to be running for the party leader for the Conservative Party, the Tory Party, taking over David Cameron's spot, and it's not going to be Boris Johnson. But my point is, having familiarity even with that topic and being able to discuss it or getting articles about it, or please go to mssconnect.com. That's my other website, and you can actually go to the blog section and you can see the Blab show that I did yesterday featuring Garth Dallas. It lasts about an hour and a half, and you'll get specific information. You can send somebody that link. You can send someone, say, you know, I think you may be interested in this. You've probably heard about Brexit. Here is a very interesting and insightful 90-minute conversation that will bring you up to speed on what it's all about, talking about its origins, its history, et cetera. So you can do that with the people who you've met, or maybe someone you want to reconnect with, and you can simply reach out to them and send them the link to that particular broadcast. It's just that simple, or articles, or whatever either you're interested in or you think that person may be interested in. It can be used that way. The follow-up is important. Figuring out what kind of follow-up system you're going to have is very important. Are you going to have a paper follow-up system? Do you have a calendar where you can write down, I need to get in touch with John Smith in October, and can you literally write that down in your calendar? Or do you have something that is more sophisticated, online, digitized, where it can keep you up to speed on things? Now, increasingly, I am using the Notes app on my MacBook Pro. I'm keeping a lot of information there because it syncs with my phone. And if I forget something or if I need to find out more information, I can just go to the Notes section. It has a pretty good search engine. I can search the person's name and then follow up that way. I also have FileMaker Pro, which is a very sophisticated database system. That can be used for follow-up as well. So it just depends on, and let me just caution, though, anything online, if it doesn't go to the cloud, you need to figure out some way to back it up. I've actually lost a whole calendar by not having a backup system. So you need to figure out how you can back up anything online and then determine what kind of regular schedule are you going to set up where you can get back in touch with people, you can send thank you cards, that's so important, electronic or paper version, but some kind of relationship can be ongoing that's not very obtrusive and not you're not being a pest, but you're really trying to proactively engage in an ongoing conversation with a person as you are looking to do business with them. The last piece is the close. And just as you're gathering business cards, just as you are going about sending out information, you always want to be very mindful that you want to bring in business. That's your bottom line. So whatever your goal happens to be, whatever your monetary goal or projects you want to bring in, you want to make sure that that stays in the forefront of what you do so that all of this makes sense. And all of this is just not an exercise in futility and with no rhyme or reason. There are some times when you're not going to close on a particular deal with a person for 2 or 3 years. I've had that happen. So don't be frustrated by that. I actually think about someone who I did business with, was on a panel or on a committee with them many years ago, ran into them, got their business card, and now we're doing business together. So it can be that kind of reconnection. But again, making sure that you stay visible, that people remember you, and that you remember people so that ultimately you can close deals, you can get promotions that you need, you can physically work with individuals who need your services if you are in business, either as a speaker or a consultant, but always looking at the pipeline that you build and the follow-up that you are steadfastly engaged in will ultimately allow you to close the opportunities, the businesses, the projects, the contracts that you need to either get into business or to stay into business. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. It certainly can be fun. And you can make fun of how you network. Again, go back to part one and figure out how you can strategically work a cocktail reception and specifically go to certain people. This is just important, and I think a lot of very talented individuals who have great skill sets miss the mark in the sustainability of being in business because they don't know how to network. They don't know how to build a pipeline to bring in the business that will keep you in business and engaged over the long run. That's what you want to really think about. So I hope this has been a helpful series for you. Please share some thoughts and comments with me at my website, tellcarol.carol with an E. Go to the blog section, and you can listen to this again. And hopefully you can pass this on to other people who can engage in this kind of very proactive, mindful building of relationships so that you can become the success that you really need to become in business and certainly in life. Take care. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another important topic related to empowerment. This is Carol Copeland Thomas signing off. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.